You've no doubt heard this morning that Woolworths and Coles are both adding a levy to milk to support our farmers. They're temporarily increasing the price of some bottles by 10 cents a litre. Now, a lot of people would look at this on the surface, not knowing the debate that's been gone on, and say, this is great. Good on you, Woolies. Good on you, Coles. And this, of course, is what we've been campaigning for. But I don't think they deserve too much congratulations, Coles or Woolies, because I suspect they've made some kind of duplicitous agreement to do it together. Now, they're making themselves out to be assisting drought-stricken farmers in another way, which is this way, when this is an idea the farmers and the public have been discussing for weeks. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud contacted them 3 weeks ago asking them to consider a levy. So why has it taken so long? If they really cared about the farmers, they would have responded to the call and made the announcement straight away. Like, they can make decisions at a corporate level very quickly. As a matter of fact, almost the next day. Think about plastic bags and trolleys. But neither was prepared to do this on their own. And I suspect there's a reason for all of that. You see, the price of milk is the key to snagging the masses. The biggest numbers of grocery shoppers will go where the milk is cheap. It's a staple. That's why they all flog it at $1 a litre, far too reduced for the farmer's good. Everyone has to buy milk. Every visit to the supermarket includes the purchase of milk. So what happens if one supermarket goes it alone? Well, they lose a lot and lose a chunk of shoppers. What I read into this is that this is about a standoff between two corporate giants who had to create a joint intent in order to bring it on. Now, I don't know who rings who in these situations, but over the past few weeks, no doubt there have been private conversations, unofficial conversations, where there's been a meeting maybe to agree when and how this would work, how much, for how long. And that's what this is about, ensuring the share of the grocery market doesn't change, that they're both equally disadvantaged. And no doubt they've made an agreement on how long this will keep going for as well. So yes, good news for our farmers. But don't look upon these greedy grocery giants as generous. They should have done this 3 weeks ago without conniving with each other or thinking about what they might lose. But then if they did that, that would be called sincere charity. And I don't think they're capable of that, do you?